It is 18 minutes after 10. Good morning to you. Joining you on the line now is Samantha DePavia from the Dahelia Community Collaborative. She's the marketing manager there. Samantha, good morning. Thank you so very much for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Cape Talk.
Loving it.
Thank you so much for having me back on air and checking up on us. So generous of you guys. Thank you.
No, because we want to make a difference, and we know that our listeners can make that difference. And to you at home, if you remember last week, we had the conversation with Dahelia Community Collaborative on their Easter plans. You know, they're talking to collecting Easter eggs to make the month of April a little bit sweeter for only 150 children in their community. So we want to know, how's the drive going? How many Easter eggs have been collected? And Samantha is talking to you now. Samantha, remind us again, how many donations you need, and perhaps who are you going to bless?
Okay, so our immediate desire is to provide for the children, and we're looking at about 150 of those children that are in our care, you know, to an Easter celebration. But then we also asked, we have the elderly that we also would, you know, like to also provide a sweet treat for. You know, so it could be anything which includes a meal, perhaps, or just anything that's sweet to sweeten up the event of Easter. Unfortunately, we've not received anything but yesterday we had such a phenomenal event that was hosted by a group called, an organization called Fight Back SA for our home-based care nurses. And the event was so successful, and they've actually opened it up to the community and to all nurses wanting to learn self-defense. So get your article today of the Daily Voice and look at the article, because we've also appealed to the public and asked, you know, would you come on board and provide a sweet treat for us? So we're really hoping and praying.
talking about hoping and praying, because this is what's happening right now. I can guarantee there's many of our listeners going, Abs, how do we do it? I want to get involved. I want to help these kids. I want to send something sweet. I want to send an egg. I'm sure they are there. The question is, how do they get involved? Where do they drop off their eggs? How do they give them to you?
Okay, well, look, my family at Cape Talk, you people have been so kind and so generous in offering, you know, to put up a little box where people can come and drop off anything that is a gift, perhaps to a child or even to an elderly, you know, who will be spending the Easter at the safe house, or an Easter egg, to drop it off maybe at Cape Talk. And you guys have been so generously offering to bring it to us at the Dahelia Center. I mean, for anything larger, which they would like to contribute or sponsor, they can always also just contact us, if I can give my number.
If that's yes, please, go. Give the number. Give everything.
So I'm contactable on 0844-513046, 24 hours a day, anytime.
24 hours a day, anytime.
So 24 hours a day.
I'm going to give you a moment to just speak to the listeners here. But before you do that, I need to make a presidential speech. Yeah. My fellow South Africans, my fellow Cape Talkians, we need you. 150 children need you to donate something sweet, something eggy, something lovely. And Samantha is saying you can contact her 24/7. You can deliver that here in our studios here at Prime Media in Greenpoint. Or alternative, you can contact Samantha. We need you. Answer the call. Samantha, from your side, what would you like to say to the Cape Talk listeners?
Oh, man, firstly, I would like to wish all the Muslims a blessed Kareem. And also to all the listeners, I just want to thank them so much for opening up their hearts. I know we are living in trying times, but trust me, you know, at organizations like Dahelia, where you find that there are no one that they can count on, and that there is no one there for them, celebrate. You know, if I can just share a personal testimony with you, if I may. You know, I found myself not too long ago, once upon a time, on the streets, alone, destitute, there was no one. And I remember there was a car that stopped in the middle of the night, and I remember myself hiding behind a wall, because I was afraid perhaps it was the police that was coming to arrest me once again. So when this person jumped out of the car. I was afraid because I thought it was a policeman. And in fact, it was a young girl. She jumped out of the car and it was Valentine's Day. And she had a card and she had a chocolate. She didn't know what I was going through or why I was standing there, but she gave me this chocolate and she gave me this prayer card. And she said a prayer with me. I remember her leaving after that. And as I continued my journey throughout the night, doing what I needed to do, I ate of this chocolate. And I can tell you one thing, up until this day, I still remember the sweetness I endured during those bitter times. So my appeal is that even if you think that this is just going to fall on, you know, it's a broad request and it's something that won't be taken to heart, trust me, that little bit of sweetness will forever be remembered.
Samantha, you got me now. I still need to do a show, but yeah, thank you for those words. Thank you for that story. It changes. It changes. It changes one's view. Thank you so very much for
thank
that.
You. Thank you so much to the family at Cape Talk. We simply love you, and we're so appreciative of everything that you do for us. Really, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much for that. Samantha De Bavia, who is the Tehillah Community Collaborative Marketing Manager.
This is Cape Talk.
It is Cape Talk. It is 25 minutes after 10. Ngabongile Ganzelenzele speaking to you, standing in for Clarence Ford. Looking forward to hearing from you on the WhatsApp line 072-567-1567. You can also call me if you want to talk about anything on 021-446-0567. In the meantime, the Deputy Minister of Forestry, Fisheries and the Environment, that's Ms. Megan Soitu, will lead the International Day of Forest Seminar at the Harold Porter Botanical Gardens in Betty's Bay, Overstrand Municipality in the Western Cape. That's happening today, the 24th of March, 2023. She joins you on the line now. Magdalene Soitu, Deputy Minister of Forestry and Fisheries and Environment Affairs. Minister, very good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us on the show.
Morning to you and your viewers.
Minister, thank you very much. Minister, can you tell us more about the planned event today and what people can expect?
Thank you. Thank you. Today we're here in the Overberg District. We'll be having this event of ours in Zwelihle at the Harold Porter National Botanic Garden. It is a yearly celebrated International Day for forests. So it is a day that has been adopted by the UN, I think it's somewhere in 2012. So each and every year we go to a province, a specific province. So this time around we decided then to come to the Western Cape, and this is the area that we have decided upon. We will then be meeting with external stakeholders, discussing the importance of trees and the importance of forestry. What is it that we are getting out of forest? What is it that we are getting out of trees? So that our people can understand the importance of trees. Because many people don't know how important is the trees and why should we have trees. Now, today is the day that we are going then to have this a big gathering where we'll then be sharing with members of the communities and try and decide on a campaign that we'll be having from now onwards, just to have to let people understand the importance of trees and the importance of the forest, especially in an area like this one. Because this area where I am, not for the first time, but I come here, it is green. It's such wonderful. Hermanus is the name of the place. Therefore, many people, they see that it's green here, they're happy about the trees, but they don't know health-wise how does these trees assist the communities. That's one of the things that we will be then embarking on. And then secondly, as you might know that last year in the state of the mission address, at the beginning of the year 2022, the president then took a decision that the department must spearhead or must lead the planting of 10 trees. So we are now at that time of planting those trees. We have just planted a tree now as a symbol at the clinic here in Hermanus, and then we'll then also then trying and teach people then on how to plant these trees so that we can also create jobs by teaching the young ones and the unemployed on how to plant these trees in their areas where they are staying.
Because, Minister, that was going to be my next question, to say that it's all good and well that we're going out to the communities, but are we ensuring that communities are getting involved? And, you know, are we ensuring that we are having the conversation with the communities? I mean, as you say, that the Botanic Garden in Overstrand local municipality is viewed as one of the places with an array of medical plants from the Cape Floral Plants family. So are we getting the community in?
We are getting that's the idea. That's the idea. That's why we decided to come here, because this tree is not just there for shade. You will remember that during the time of the COVID pandemic, most of the people use the trees, medicinal use from the trees, and that's one of the areas that we need then to teach our people to make sure that they preserve the trees, because this is a trees that we get for our own health, especially in areas like this one where there's a lot of trees.
Minister, unfortunately, I am running out of time, but before I let you go, you will get to have the last word out of this. Talking to the Cape Talk listeners, what would be your last words to them?
Thank you very much. The last word then to the community of this area is to make sure that we don't just cut the trees and say that you want to make fire about it. There are those trees that you can cut for fire, but make sure that you get training. That's why we want to embark on this campaign, so that people don't just go about cutting trees. They must know that trees are very, very helpful to the communities around our places. Thank you very much.
Thank you so very much for that. That is Deputy Minister of Forestry and Fisheries and Environmental Affairs.